Kurz shied away from the violence inherent in such a line of reasoning and ran a hand through his dark hair, feeling like a caged animal as the door to his chamber, his prison, slid open and a warrior in gleaming midnight blue armor entered. Through the door, he could see the purple armored figures of Fulgrim's Phoenix Guard, their golden halberds and copper-scale cloaks glittering in the wan lights of the Starfort. Dorne and Fulgrim were taking no chances with his confinement. The newcomer's head was shaven bald, pale and angular, with hooded eyes of jet beneath a prominent brown and pugnacious jawline. Kurz nodded in acknowledgement at the sight of his equerry, Captain Shang, and beckoned him in with an impatient wave of his hand.
"What news?"
asked Kurz as Shang bowed curtly before him. Shang said,
"The Master of the Fist recovers, my lord. A lesser being than a Primarch would be dead thrice over with the wounds you dealt him."
Kurz returned his gaze to the tracks of stars beyond the skin of the Starfort, all too aware of the severity of Dorne's wounds, having clawed them with his bare hands and teeth.
"Then I must await the judgment of my peers, is that it?"
"With respect, my lord, you did draw the blood of a brother Primarch."
"And for that, they will demand blood in return, no doubt."
He remembered Dorne coming to his chambers, enraged by the slaughters on Cherort, and incensed at what Fulgrim had told him. Secrets Kurz had told Fulgrim in confidence some days earlier. The fit had come upon Kurz as the Phoenician had told him tales of Chemos, pitching him to the floor and racking his mind with terrifying visions of a nightmare future of death and unremitting darkness. Moved by Fulgrim's apparent concern, Kurz had confided in his old tutor, telling him the visions that had plagued him since his earliest days on Nostromo.
"A galaxy of war, Astartes turning on one another, death awaiting him at his father's hands."
Fulgrim's pale, aquiline features had remained stoic, but Kurz had seen the unease that flickered in his eyes. He had hoped Fulgrim would keep his confession in confidence, but when Dorne had appeared at his door, he knew he was betrayed. In truth, he had little memory of what had occurred after Dorne's storming accusations of insult to the Emperor. The present had faded, and the future had seized his mind with agonizing visions of a galaxy locked in a cycle of unending war, where the alien, the mutant, and the rebel arose to feast on the rotting carcass of the Imperium. This, then, was the future the Emperor was creating. This was the ultimate destiny of a galaxy where the fear of punishment was not the agent of control. This was the inevitable result of allowing weak men to craft the destiny of mankind. And Kurz knew that of all the Primarchs, only one had the force of will required to mold the new Imperium from the soft clay of its present form.
"The time has come to forge our own path, Shang,"
said Kurz.
"Then this is the moment you foresaw?"
"Yes. My brothers will seize this opportunity to be rid of us."
"I believe you are correct," agreed Shang. "My sources tell me there is talk, and not idle talk, of recalling the Legion to Terra to account for our methods of war."
"I knew it. Since they cannot kill me, the cowards choose to strike at me through my legion. You see, Shang, they've been waiting for this opportunity for decades. They are weak fools who have not the stomach to do what must be done. But I do. Oh, yes. I do indeed."
"Then what is our course, my lord?" asks Shang.
"Fulgrim and Dorne may have betrayed me, but we are not without friends amongst the other legions,"
said Kurz.
"But first, we must put our own house in order. Tell me, what news of Nostromo?"
"It is as we feared, my lord," said Shang. "The regime of Administrator Regent Balthius has failed. Corruption is rife, criminals govern from the ruined spires of Nostromo Quintus, and lawlessness is endemic."
"Then I have no time to waste while small-minded fools decide my fate as though I am a lowly menial to be chastised."
"What are your orders, my lord?" asked Shang.
Ready our ships, Captain,
said Kurz.
We return to Nostromo.
But you've been ordered to remain in seclusion, my lord, pointed out Shang. Lord Fulgrim's Praetorians and Dawn's Templars guard your chambers. Kurz grinned crookedly and said,
Leave them to me.